Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tenth canto, 62nd.
Chapter
8 and 9. Ketos te bhajate yada. Ketos te bhajate yada. Sadarpagnam bhaven mulha. Sangyugam matsamenate. Hearing this, Lord Shiva became angry and replied, "Your flag will be broken, fool, when you have done battle with one who is my equal. That fight will vanquish your conceit." Third fourth. Lord Shiva could have immediately chastised Banasura and personally destroyed his pride. But since Banasura had been such a faithful servant of his, Shiva did not do so. Text 9. Ityukta kumati hrishta. Swagnam pravishan repa swagna. Swagriham pravishan repa. Patikshan grishadesham. Swabirya nashanam kudhi. Ityukta kumati hrishta. Swagriham pravishan nipa. Patikshan girishadesham. Swabirya nashanam kudhi. Ityukta kumati hrishta. Iti thus Bhukta spoken to Kumati foolish Rishta delighted Swa his own Griham home Pravishat entered Nripa O King Parikshit Patiksham waiting for Garisha of Lord Shiva, Adesham, prediction, Savirya, of his prowess, Nashanam, the destruction, Kudhi, unintelligent. Translation, thus advised, unintelligent Banasura was delighted The fool then went home, O king, to wait for that which Lord Gurisha had predicted, the destruction of his prowess. Purport. Here Banasura is described as Kudhi, having bad intelligence, and Kumati, foolish, because he completely misunderstood the actual situation. This demon was so arrogant that he was convinced no one could defeat him. He was delighted to hear that someone as powerful as Lord Shiva would come to fight with him and satisfy his itching for battle. Even though Shiva had said that this person would break Bana's flag and destroy his prowess, the demon was too foolish to take this statement seriously and eagerly awaited the fight. At the present moment, materialistic people are delighted by the many unprecedented facilities for sense gratification, although it is clear that death, both individual and collective, is quickly approaching them. Modern sense gratifiers are oblivious to their inevitable destruction, as stated in the Bhagavatam 2.1.4, Pashyannapi na pashyati. Even though their imminent destruction is apparent, they are too blind to see it, being intoxicated by sex enjoyment and family attachment. Similarly, Banasura was intoxicated with his material prowess and could not believe that he was about to be cut down to size. Magyana tamanandasya gananjana shalaka chakshun milikam jena tasmai shri hirve namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakatam Mayam Vadatam Svatam Tikam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So verse 8 said, verse 7, because the continuation of 7 yesterday, eager to fight with the elephants who rule the directions, O primeval Lord, I went forth pulverizing mountains with my arms, which were itching for battle. But even those great elephants fled in fear. Hearing this, Lord Shiva became angry and replied, your flag will be broken, fool, when you have done battle with one who is my equal. That fight will vanquish your conceit. Thus advised, unintelligent Banasura was delighted. The fool then went home, O king, to wait for that which Lord Gurisha had predicted, the destruction of his prowess. So twice in this verse, he is called foolish or having bad intelligence. And in verse 8, he was also called a mudha. You'd think he would get the hint. But so then quoted in the purport, Pashyannapi na pashyati, dehapatra kalatradi shuatma senai svasatsati. These are the verses at the beginning of the Bhagavatam when Sukadev officially started speaking to Maharaj Prakrit. Balyaneshate prashnakrito lokitam nipatma vitsamata pum sam shotra jarisuya. He was very pleased with his questioning. What should I do at the time of death? So then these are the first verses. There used to be a tape, a recording of Prabhupada chanting these very, I don't know what happened, I haven't heard it in a long time. These first 9 or 10 verses. Still, I think it's somewhere, may have heard it. And they're approved. Atmavit samatha pungsa shota vyarasya para. Because krito loka hitam nipa. The main idea is they're krita loka hitam. They're very auspicious for the people in general. Loka hitam, my dear King Nirpa. And then he goes on to describe the persons who don't. They take shelter of fallible soldiers. So in this case, this Banasura, he was taking shelter. He thought he himself had all the arms he could defeat anybody. Even though he was told by Lord Shiva, still, he couldn't understand it. He'll be defeated. And as stressed in the purport, most everybody is, according to the Bhagavatam, Pashyannapi. They see, but they don't see. You won't make it in this material world. In the 11th canto, Kumati This word was used in 11th chapter. Krishna is discussing this topic. He gives the example, dehastopi na dehasta, that one who is vidvan yutotita, vidvan svapnad yutotita, that a vidvan, who's the opposite of a mudha, he understands him since material world is more or less like a comparison to a dream. So a person who is very learned, vidvan, he is not attached to a dream, but a fool is attached to this dreamlike existence. Kumati, he says, in that very same verse, he says, he calls that person a kumati who is not awake, yatotita. Utita means to wake up. Utishtita. Sometimes we hear this verse, utishtita, jagrata. Jagrata, praptyabharam nibodhita, that this human body is a great boon and that one should question, who am I? What am I doing here? But persons who are mudha, mudha janmani janmani, Krishna talks about mudhas a lot in the Bhagavad Gita, several times. Avajananti ma mudha. And generally speaking, everyone in the material world is mudha, almost everybody. Not quite, but a large section of the persons are. And also, this Banasura must have submitted his job application as a bona fide mudha. He fits in many categories. In the 17th chapter, mudha grahanatmano yat pidaya. What is that verse? In the 17th chapter, it talks about those who do the austerities, tapyanti lo, tapyanti, ye tapo jana. They do austerities, parasyo sardhanartamba, to destroy others. That's why they're doing it. So this is Banasur. He did also austerity too. He'd be in a position to get all the arms and destroy mountains. And he's an extreme example. So, He put his job application in as mudha, and he felt himself overqualified as a super mudha, and he displaying this super mudha position. Ultimately, he got a lot of benedictions just by somehow or other due to his relation with Prahlad Maharaj. Generally, mudha apanas, what is it? Mudha janmani janmani. In the 16th chapter, Krishna describes those who are mudhas, they get newer apanas samsatin goram. Is that the verse? That having attained mudha-ship, the mudha tattva, they get put into janmani janmani, more and more births, and they never rise out of mudha-ville. They stay mudha. And Krishna's Kaviraj, he talks about the mudhas also, that he doesn't want to, he's speaking the highest philosophy, Shri Radhaya Mahima, in the second chapter, of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's giving all these verses, Radharani's mood, Krishna wants to enjoy Radharani's mood, but he's a little concerned that those who are like camel-like non-devotees who are mudha, they won't understand it or something if they happen to read it. He said, but never mind, I'm feeling special jubilation. Bujibe rasika bhakta na bujibe mudha. He says, bujibe rasika. The rasikas, bhaktas, they will appreciate it. But those who are like mudha or camel-like, they won't appreciate it. And therefore, that is their punishment. They don't get the nectar. And therefore, I'm feeling special jubilation, Kaviraj Goswami says. Not that he's happy that they're suffering, but that is his, what he was anxiety about, that they'll criticize it or something. Their criticism is let them be satisfied with their own foolishness. Prabhupada said that about those who criticize the Krishna consciousness movement. They should be satisfied with their own foolishness. So similarly, this Banasura, he's satisfied with his own foolishness. But the Vaishnavas are very concerned with the foolish rascals. In Rishabhdev's verses, and there are many good ones, and I just saw this verse 16, Anonya Vaira Sukalesha Hetor. He talks about Nikama Kami, Samihetana Kama, Kama Kami. Those who are too lusty, too greedy, embedded in the material world, he also calls them Mudha. And they don't understand their interest, self-interest. So those who are the Vaishnavas, they try to direct them. And he just says, just like if someone's going, a blind man is, or someone's going in a ditch, you try to save them. Sometimes, probably gave that example of someone sawing the branch, but he's sitting on the outside of the branch and sawing it. Hey, don't, watch out. If you saw, you'll be falling. Hey! Maybe he's like 100 feet up in the air or something. He's sawing away. So this is how they're doing their sawing, and you tell them, no, don't bother me. They don't want to be bothered. The Kunti also has the word mudha in one of her famous prayers. Maya javani kachana magyat hokshajam abhyayam nalakshise mudha drusha naso nacha daro yata. Three things the mudhas have in their job application. That maya javani kachana. First of all, they're covered by the curtain of maya. We know we have our qualification as a mudha. Everyone is covered, probably the example of the deities. The deities, sometimes the curtain is closed, many times. Can't see Krishna, but yoga maya samavita mudhoyam. And then again, maya javani kachanam agyad hokshajam abhyam. Adhokshaja, the second thing. He's adhokshaja, kshaja. Sanskrit is described. Cut down, adokrita. Ada, adhoksa ja. The goes from aksha and ja, the last words, last syllables. So, those things, the entire alphabet, the entire material understanding, and the mundane understanding, cannot apply to, because you cannot understand with your mundane senses. So that's why he's called Adhokshaja. There's one of the words of name, many names of Krishna. He has so many names. He has no name, but he has many millions of names. Naman Shantani, Bahu Shantani, and of course Mudha, Nato Nachadaro Yata. He's acting in a way you can't see. If someone's in a play, if he's a very good actor, you won't know who that person is. Who is that? Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was acting like Lakshmi, and then the devotees were looking. Even Mother Sachi couldn't. She was asking other devotees, Is this Nimai? He was taking on that one second, he seemed like Lakshmi, and in another moment, like Durga, or like Radharani. No one could say. And those devotees, like Advaita Acharya and Shivas, topmost Panchatattva devotees, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that he would do a play, theatrical presentation, they became, and Mahaprabhu also said, those who cannot control the senses don't come to this play. So then practically all the devotees, headed by Advaita and Shivas, they looked down out of humility, and they said, well, I guess we can't come. We won't be able to come. We can't control our senses. Mahaprabhu said, that's okay. I'll give you special mercy. Don't worry. Because they knew that when Mahaprabhu acts, just like when he acts like Mohini Murti, even Lord Shiva himself becomes completely bewildered. What to speak of all those asuras. So this is Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Sama Bhutho Yam Navajanati. Everyone in this world has this mudha qualification. Foolish. Kumati. Kumati Koti Kadadi Tasya. Prabodhananda Saraswati, in one of his wonderful, amazing prayers in the Chaitanya Chandramrita, he also talks about, he describes himself as Kumati Kadardi Tasya. That I am chained by so many material desires and so many gyanis and karmis are misleading me. Therefore, he says, Shri Gora Vinaja Bhaveha Bandhu. Who is my friend except for Lord Gora in this world? Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my friend, he said. Samsara Sindhu Tarane Vidyam Yadi Syat. Well, he describes that if we want to surpass this ocean of Maya, Samsara Sindhu, to swim in the ocean of Prema, then we have to accept that we are Mudha. First of all, everyone is puffed up. Like this Banasura, he probably doesn't think he's a Mudha. But by all objective accounts, he appears to be a Mudha. Just like Pashyanapi na Pashyati, all persons taking shelter of anything material, they are, or they think they're the doer. I have so many arms, I can defeat so many. Prabhupada said, anyone who thinks that he's a controller, he is a fool. Never mind, he's a big scientist, philosopher, religionist, whoever he may be, if he thinks he's the doer, Abhijanati Mahamudha. So in the 16th chapter of the Gita, also those qualifications are given of the Mudha. Darpo, there's one word here used in this. Tvadarpa Gnam, destroy your pride. Dambodarpi Bhimanascha, Kura Paushamevacha. 16th chapter of the Gita, that Dharpa, Dambo Dharpa, puffed up. Sometimes Dambo is used, Dharpa. Dambo Dharpa, Abhimana. Abhimana. That is something like conceit. Abhimana Shuna Hoi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is many times praying to give up his Abhiman, his Dambo Dharpa. Kamam krodham cha sangshita, taking shelter in kam krodh. This is darpanam, darpa. And it will be cut down. So, how big a pride? Everyone thinks that everyone else is a mudha. You're a fool. Even Daksha, he cursed Narad Muni, he called him a mudha. You're a mudha. You took away all my sons, and now I curse you that you won't be able to stay any place. Narad Muni was happy for that curse, that he could travel anywhere. The Prabhupada said, we accept the same curse, traveling, going here and there, preaching. Parivrajakacharya Paramahansa. So this whole Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita is meant to rip us out of this mudha mentality that we all have. We're born agya, ignorant, with no knowledge. That is a mudha. Kumati. Sometimes it is ku yogi, ku yoginam, kumati, kudi, bad intelligence. Durmati also. Emana durmati. Samsara bhitare Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's praying to his mind also. He's saying, I'm born with a wicked mind. Durmati is a little slightly different, but it's in the same category. One of the qualifications to be here in the material world. Emana durmati samsara bhitare pariyo achino ami. I'm falling into this material world. And he's addressing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you sent somebody to a great soul, Kona Mahajane, to save us. So in the same way, Prabhupada has come taking. He's one of the Parishad, direct Parishad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Jeev Jago. He's went all over the world. Still he's going. His books are going. Brihad Mridanga. To wake everybody up. Jeev Jago, Gaura Chanda Bole. You're all sleeping like Mudha, sleeping in this, dreaming, as Krishna says in that 11th canto, Swapna. So we're taking this dream. A self-realized person who is not Mudha, he's seeing this whole material world very transitory, just like he's not attached to it. Therefore, he's not thinking of his own sense gratification. You have the word here, virya. So virya, his own prowess. Though Prahlad Maharaj uses this word virya, tad virya gayana, mahamrita magna chitta. That your glories, he's talking to Narasimha, to Krishna, tad virya gayana, I have no anxiety for myself because I'm not thinking that I'm all powerful. This is the theme in this material world. Everyone is thinking they're very powerful, all powerful. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, I know what is powerful. Tad birya gayana mahamrita. The mahamrita, the great nectar of your glories. Tad birya gayana mahamrita magna chitta. And my chitta has become like a bee, chitta bringa, and I'm merging, swimming in those glories, chanting those glories. And he says, I give up any thought of being inadequate by your potency, just by chanting your glories. Viklava, one of the first prayers, he says, I give up this idea that I know anybody and any, he says, everybody's qualified simply to chant these glories of Krishna from whatever position. Lord Brahma also, he was thinking, he was a fool. Jananta eva janantu kimba janame prabhu. Other people say they know you. He's Lord Brahma. But he's thinking he is simply a fool also. Jananta eva janantu kimba janame prabhu. Best of all personalities. I am. What is it? Not at all afraid. No, you got that verse. But gayana mahamita magna chitta. What's a sanskrit? Naivo Vijay, Prabhupada, all our acharyas chant this verse many, many times. Maya sukaya baramav bhavato vimukha chetasa. Jo chetato vimukha chetasa. Those who are vimukha chetasa turn their face away from Krishna. Indriyata maya sukaya baramav. So these are the fools who are after the maya sukaya. And so, unless one is finished with sense gratification, he can't really preach on the highest platform. And conversely, if one preaches, then he gives up sense gratification. He has to think about, just like if you do Harinam or some kind of book distribution, any type of preaching, then you're forced to think about Krishna consciousness. But this is the prescription Prabhupada gave, 24 hours chanting, hearing. Sankhya purvaka nama gananakidhi kalavasani krito. Kalavasani krito. Always chanting. Nidra haradi harakari vijato. The six Goswamis, they naturally conquered all eating and sleeping, any type of foolish activity, by being constantly absorbed. Krishna kirtana gananatana. So without being absorbed in hearing and chanting, whether it's japa, kirtan, bhagavatam, chaitanya charitamrita, so many things to bring the mind to, then the mind will become a foolish enemy. And therefore Govindadas has to always, he's praying in his song to let the mind, bhajahure mana, shinanda nandana, please, my dear sir, don't mislead me. Mana shiksha, Raghunath Das. He's asking his mind, my dear sir. Ore Mudha describes his mind as also foolish. Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Kaviraj Goswami says, "Oh, you fools, why don't you read the Chaitanya Mangala, Chaitanya Bhagavat?" This was such a greatly esteemed book, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's book, Vrindavan Das Thakur was written. And he tells the people, "Oh, they mudha, you're such fools, why you don't read it? Such a great book." And he showed how absorbed he was that he could write another book that was equal, at least equal. So those are the mudhas who don't take part in this Krishna consciousness movement. They have to be satisfied with their own foolishness. Here it says he was delighted also. He was so happy. Well, in a way, he was a kshatriya. They're happy also sometimes. Swagnam pravisham nirpa. Oh, I'll get to fight. Yeah, you'll get to fight, but you'll be finished. Here it says, although it is clear death, both individual and collective, is quickly approaching. Hanya hani bhutani gacchanti yamalayam chesha stavara icchanti kimascharjamata param. This Yamaraj says, it's the most amazing thing, or Yudhisthira said, the most amazing thing, that day by day everyone's being cut down, but everyone there, others are thinking, we won't be cut down. Some fools are going to fight here, fight there, sneaking away. They want to fight, they want to be, they'll be cut down. Killed. They don't mind. These are such fools. They haven't realized Atato Brahma Jigyasa. After Bahusam Bhavanti, so many sojourns of bodily existence, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, they're supposed to understand what I am. Am I this body? They're still acting like fools. But they're fighting. Oh, let's fight those guys. Yeah, let's fight the guys from 35th Street. We're the 34th Street guys. We're very much better than them. Jarasandha, he came with so many Akshohini, even though he'd been beaten so many times. This is a great fool. Haranyakashipu, he did austerities to conquer the world. So this is Banasura. He's in this Sampradaya right now. So if there's any questions, any comments rather?
A comment by Lord Shiva saying that someone who is my equal would be defeating me.
Why is he saying equal? Well, later on there's prayers where Lord Shiva addresses Krishna as not equal, but as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, Krishna addresses him as Bhagavan. But, I mean, I don't know if Banasura would understand what would happen. What is Krishna? Krishna could appear in front of so many people, and they didn't understand whether it was Duryodhan or any of the demons. So he didn't get into details, but I mean, he was worshiping Lord Shiva, so you'd think that, well, if I'm worshiping Lord Shiva, he must be great. Why would he be worshiping him? You don't worship someone who you consider your equal. And here he's directly saying, he's my equal, but still you're going to be cut down. He doesn't mind. Because he's mudha. An ass, a mudha is an ass, so an ass is a very foolish animal. Sometimes said the most foolish, because he gets kicked in the face by the she-ass, and he still goes after the she-ass. And he's following off this grass or carrot in front of his face. He doesn't understand that I could go out and do that. Of course, he's captured anyway. But Svavid Varahostra Karai, Sanstruta Purusha Pasu, Nayat Karna Pato Pate, Jatu Namakadari. Whether one is a dog, an ass, a camel, or a hog, he's qualified as a mudha. different types. They're still Muna.
There is a saying, Britya Danda. If you have a foolish disciple or follower, then you have to sometimes, you know, tolerate them, and sometimes you have to, you know, protect them. But you get the blame.
Yeah, Britya Shia something Danda. Yeah, that's not the whole thing. You could probably find it, but they should be. What does it literally mean? They should be chastised, or they should be beaten. Yeah, foolish. Just like that Ramchandra Puri, he came to chastise. He chastised his own guru when his guru was in the highest ecstasy, feeling separation of Krishna. Aidina dadana tahe maturana kadavaloksha se. He was lamenting. So Ishwara Puri was, or Madhavendra Puri was lamenting. Ishwara Puri was serving, but Ramchandra Puri, he was saying, no, you should think of Brahman. What are you doing? Get out of here, you fool. If I see your face, then I will never attain Krishna. So he was kicked out. Kicked out, away from his guru, rejected. And he graduated his higher echelons of mudha ship till he could criticize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He found some ants were crawling, although ants crawl everywhere, and he was saying, look, there's ants here. This sannyasi must be eating sweets. So he is also seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra Puri, but he didn't know he was seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was also a fool. But Lord Chaitanya gave him great respect on the level of his guru. Always yuga dharma palo, protecting and maintaining the yuga dharma. Microphone. Micro man.
A lot of especially materialistic people, they take shelter from Lord Shiva. Are they being helped in any way to become eventually closer to Krishna, or is just that he just become continuously Muda?
Depends, yeah. I guess it's a case by case. Some of them have been helped. Some. Vishnupriya was just saying the other day how her father was a big Shiva worshiper. And in Hyderabad, and Prabhupada was at the temple. And even though she was only like 11 or something years old, and she went to see Prabhupada at the temple, and she tried to force her, and her mother came, but her father wouldn't come. And her sisters came. The father was never even went there to see him. But still, he might have made some advancement just knowing. I'm just taking it as a small case. There's so many worshippers of Lord Shiva. But generally, there must be something for Shiva to get a benediction eventually. Why not? I would think, just like Prabhupada was asked, is it better to be a Christian who's very pious, who maybe appears to be very pious, or a Shivite who's puffed up? And Prabhupada, I think his response is that it's better to be in the Vedic system and worship the Devas, because you'll have more chance to be exposed to Krishna, Vishnu, or Krishna. If you worship Shiva, generally there, many times there's Vishnu. They worship Panchopasana, the five types of. So Vishnu is there besides Shiva and Durga. So there's some factors there, depending on the situation. John Marston.
From what I understand, that in worshiping the devatas, oftentimes the mantras, the ultimate beneficiary is Vishnu. So, in direct we're also worshiping Vishnu. And then the point you made, or started to make, is that when someone engages in the Vedic system and they come in contact with Brahmanas and ultimately Vaishnavas, and they get some indication that there's a higher form, or a higher platform of worship, and take up Vaishnavism.
Yeah, Vaishnavam Yata Shambhu, someone may come to know that, hey, because in many places, and I was quoting the other day, I read it in the Vayu Puran, where Lord Shiva is saying, Vayu Puran, I forget, now I'm getting confused, but in Puranas, Shiva was saying, don't worship me, but Vishnu is the highest. Those who worship me and think I'm the highest, they're fools. He himself is saying, so they may hear that. Or when they find out that those serpents are around his neck, Sankarshan or Shesha, they're actually, he's worshiping in his prayers in the fourth canto. He's talking about worshiping Aniruddha, Sankarshan, Pradyumna. That's what he's meditating on. They may come to hear that.
I mean, also, that he's the greatest Vaishnava, that is. Inevitably, there's some Bhakti Mukti Preeti that's being, you know, acquired.
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, pious credits that lead to Bhakti.
Yeah. There's your answer. Anything else? Okay. So my Bhagavatam keep going.